Singer Audra McDonald studied opera at Juilliard, then went straight to Broadway, where she won 3 Tony Awards before she turned 28. That was a first. So was her debut. McDonald played the wide-eyed Carrie in Carousel, the first black singer to play that part. Then she moved on to far more fearsome characters, singing as Lady Macbeth and a modern Medea. In her newest CD, she's taken yet another turn. It's called Happy Songs. NPR's Renee Montagne spoke with McDonald about the album.
With her perfect pitch and voice of many hues, Audra McDonald has managed to wow just about everyone connected to musical theater. Composers, critics, other performers. The names of the great stage singers inevitably come up. She's a svelte Ethel Merman, a jazzy Julie Andrews, a Barbara Streisand for the new millennium. All the while, Audra McDonald herself aimed for art. Young and pretty enough to play the ingenue, she chose instead to tackle some of the most difficult music being written by the post-Sondheim generation of composers. But when she turned 30 and had a baby, Audra McDonald decided to try something fun, like here, singing Ill Wind by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler.
Oh, ill wind blow away, let me rest.
I always wanted to do an album where I was sort of the girl with the band. I was very, very into that growing up, very into Ella Fitzgerald. And of course, Lena Horne was played a lot in my household.
Audra McDonald's foray into torch singing starts in the Depression, but in reaching back to the past, to the songs of Irving Berlin, Duke Ellington, Harold Arlen, and Rodgers and Hart, Audra McDonald was still looking for something new.
Even though I choose a specific era, like I've done here, I have not chosen very familiar songs. There's a few in there, like More Than You Know, and He Loves and She Loves. But something like Tessa's Torch Song, which is definitely a You Broke My Heart, Baby, not many people know it. I didn't even know it, and I have a pretty good repertoire.
Ain't got no man, ain't got no friend. Well, I bet you can guess just exactly what happened. That was the end of my friend, the end of my man, and almost the end of me.
All the songs aren't necessarily happy. The title was sort of based on the whole idea. I wanted to do something that was joyous in terms of just the feel and celebrating the birth of my daughter. Stephen Sondheim once said to me, people really know you for being, you know, this sort of dramatic actress. Wouldn't it be great for people to see you just do something very light? So that's sort of how we came up with the title for the album. And because of the songs of this era, even though they weren't necessarily all happy songs, the whole era was really about, you know, lifting the spirit in whatever way we could. The 20s, 30s, and 40s, you're going from the Depression to World War II, and then the era right after that, trying to get back on their feet until we got to the real happy 50s.
It feels like what you might call hard-won happiness.
Absolutely.
A truly happy song. It's heavenly on a turquoise cloud.
Yeah.
By Duke Ellington.
That's one of my favorite pieces in general. Maybe it's out of laziness because there are no words to it. It is a vocalese. What I liked about it is that I think the Duke at that particular time was really sort of stretching his compositional skills. It's quite operatic, this piece, in a way, and very heavenly in that it's just a woman just sort of vocalizing. And whenever I sing it, I try and think of just sort of, like the title suggests, just sort of floating through the clouds and just lifting up, you know, reaching upwards.
I've never imagine you in some movie of the time. not literally on wings.
Yeah, but I understand.
In some sort of diaphanous something or other.
Almost you'd expect sort of like sort of like a folly sort of thing with lots of women and just lovely sort of floaty things. And yeah, it was what I enjoy about a lot of these songs is, first of all, you really get a chance to feature the band. In a lot of these songs in this era, because you had like the Artie Shaw Band and all these big bands, the Duke Ellington Orchestra and whatnot, you get a chance to really give them a chance to solo, and you hear the song and you hear what the tune is, and then I come in and give my sort of version of it. But the tune just makes me happy. It really, really, really does. And it's a duet too at this point right here. An honest to God duet between me and one of the woodwinds. I'm not necessarily the star of this album. The band isn't necessarily the star of this album. We're an ensemble.
Shall we go out the way your CD goes out, which is a nice thought to go out on, is your last song, Lose That Long Face.
The great thing about that tune, if you look at it, I mean, it's a terribly happy song. You know, just don't even think about the blues. You gotta, you know, just move on. I think it's very powerful.
Go lose that long face, that long face. Go along and get that long face lost.
Audra McDonald singing Lose That Long Face by Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin. On her new album, she is the girl singing with the band. It's called Happy Songs. I'm Renee Montaigne, NPR News, Los Angeles.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.
You don't need a psychologist or numerologist. If you want trouble, double cross with a face.